economic zone. Officials say it's the latest in a string of test launches as the North continues to try and build nuclear-tipped ICBMs that would be able to reach the U.S. mainland. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
There's a party going down at Wind River Resort and Casino. Dress your Major League best and join us in a fun and festive atmosphere. Thursday, June 1st from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. as the 21 Pit turns up the volume and transforms into the Major League Party Pit.
Your enjoyment.
Featuring $1 select blackjack tables, food and drink specials, hot seat drawings, party wheel for prizes, and friendly dealers. No one else in town offers this. For the Major League Party Pit details, log on to windriver.com. We'll see you there. It's better at the river.
Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
It's Monday, Memorial Day, and you're listening to an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio from May 25th of this year, here on AM 1460 KCNR.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460. With Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Good morning. I love Thursday morning.
Thursdays with my girl Trish. And, of course, Bad Bob's always here. Hey, buddy.
You say that, but I will wager that an hour ago you were grumbling at your clock.
Me? Oh, yeah. I love Thursday mornings once I get here.
One eye open. Looking daggers at the thing. That has to be wrong.
Not last week you weren't here, but the week before last when I was saying, well, maybe she left this week because it was like three after. And you came.
But I made it by the time the microphone went on.
It did. You know, I heard that then the door opens and here you come sliding around the corner.
That's 5:30 is just a really not a nice hour. That people are sleeping.
It takes you like a half hour to get here, too, doesn't it?
Well, about 20 minutes, yeah. So, yeah, that's when the alarm goes off, my first thought is, oh, I'm going to quit doing this.
But it's in your blood.
But then once I get going and get here, I just love coming in here and getting together with the community and Carl and talking about wonderful things.
We've got a few things to talk about
yes,
today.
Yes, we do. It's 59 degrees as we speak, and we're only looking for a high today of 83, a low of 58 tonight, and on Friday a high of 84 and a low of 58. On Saturday, a high of 91, a low of 59, and then doggone it, starts sneaking back up through the weekend, and we're going to get into a little higher temperatures, 97 and 101 by Memorial Day.
Wow.
But it is summer, or it's getting there. Shasta Gas Propane, as always, brings us the weather. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Cool. Hey, yesterday we went to the Redding Rancheria State of the Tribe.
Right.
You know, it's amazing. You learn something new every day or every time they have this. And they've done so much for our community. And, you know, they have a casino. They come up with all these nitpicking reasons that they don't like the Redding Rancheria. But you have to take a look at what Redding Rancheria has provided to our community, both Anderson and both Shasta County, Northern California, and the amount of money they have given back to the community. And the latest one is, they started that. They have their own medical facility for the tribe and people that work for them. And then they opened this one up on Bocelli, I believe, or Hartnell, that's for Medicaid and Medi-Cal people. Those are the only ones.
In conjunction with Danger Mano's shop, yeah.
Right, low income. Well, they just announced yesterday they're opening another one just like that in Weaverville.
Wow.
Yeah, Weaverville in Trinity
huge.
County.
Yeah.
That is huge.
That
you
is
know,
huge.
Providing medical services to these people that, you know, and let's face it, if you have Medicaid or Medi-Cal, it's hard to find a doctor. It's hard to find a doctor anyway anymore because of the way.
I was going to say that isn't just limited to.
Yeah,
to,
I mean, that's everybody.
That's everybody yeah. with this great new medical system that we've introduced. Doctors are dropping like flies. They don't want any part of it.
It's just
everybody's
too hard.
They're retiring or going into groups because they just can't handle the complicated bureaucracy that goes along with being a doctor now.
And then they talked about, you know, putting the moving the casino there to and hotel to I-5, which makes sense.
Which has been in the works for
forever. And as much as it was denied for so many years, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out why they wanted that property in that location.
The Strati deal that caused so much consternation.
Exactly. I mean, it was like, okay, really? You don't think they're going to build a casino there? I think
well,
that's
of course they
stupid.
Are. But the thing is that they are, and they're going to use the rest of the property for other things.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was when Redding Rancheria telling people, hey, this is what we've done. This is the, you know, and they do a lot of things for their community. They've got, I mean, for their people too. I mean, they've got people, they have Head Start programs. It would be great if the whole city or county of Shasta County could do everything that the tribe does, you know, for their people. Like, you know, hey, we've got you know, they've got workouts, they pay for them to go to gyms, it's they help their kids with college. I mean, they take care of them for their own, plus all the money they push back out into the community. $126 million a year
that they put into the economy.
Those are wages, taxes.
Absolutely. The money that comes in is re-spent.
That's right, is re-spent. So, yeah, you know, I'm not saying they're perfect out there, but you know what?
Do you know there's good sides and bad sides to the Indian casinos? And certainly I have to just be right up front and say that I was not a proponent of the whole thing. I kind of feel like if the state of California wanted to introduce gambling, there was a way that it could have been introduced where private people could have, if you gamble, everybody can gamble, or nobody can gamble, and I still kind of go by that.
Oh.
I think that there could have been an opportunity for the taxes to be paid on all that money that would have helped in all areas of the state. Hindsight, it didn't happen, and they certainly have been an addition to the community.
You know, and there's other places that they're not. I mean, not Redding Rancheria, but other places where the tribes are, that they don't act like they're parts of the community.
But so, where else would aging rock stars go to spend their final days?
There you go. Okay. All right. You know, and speaking of that, but I'm not going to get to my next point, which is, I just can't wait to hear what you say about this, about the single-payer system in California.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but so we're going to take a quick break, and I bet you're really glad. You know, it really must be difficult at 5 o'clock in the morning or 5:30, whenever you wake up, to get out of your sleep number bed.
You know, it is, and I've changed my sleep number.
Uh-oh.
I've been at 55 for just the longest time. I've been having some issues with my back.
Uh-huh.
And I've knocked it down to about 40, and it's good.
It's working. And see, that's the best thing you have when you have a sleep number bed. You can adjust the firmness of the mattress. Linda's sleep number setting is 40, and it's been like that. My sleep number setting is 60. Sometimes I drop down to 55 or up to, you know, I go up to 65. Sometimes I just fall asleep and it's at 100. I sleep, you know, well, but I do notice the difference. And right now, everybody can get a sleep number mattress. It's having a big semi-annual sale, and you can get the Queen C7 mattress for $699.99. That's under $700. It's one of, you know, they have a semi-annual sale, and this is one of them. And you can go into the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. You go in, and you lay down on the bed, and you can look up, and above you, they've got a computer that shows, you know, and it's a giant screen that shows where the pressure points are when you're laying down, and then when you adjust the mattress, how it changes. It's great.
You can't get a better night's sleep, and sleep is so important to the rest of what you do all day long, that it's the best investment you can make.
It is. Hey, it's 7:15 right here at Free Fire Radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. We're going to be right back, and we're going to hear what Trish has to say about the single-payer system. I had my thoughts the other day, and I've even rethought it some more. So about what happens if California has had a bill introduced by two, let me think, Democrats that want to do single-payer system in California.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Protect yourself with Pirate Secret Premium Beard Oil, a legendary potion that keeps your beard smooth and your skin soft. It is the Cadillac of all premium beard oils. No other beard oil contains the protection from the elements like Pirate Secret. Your beard will be cleaner. Plus, it eliminates beard dandruff and can be used as moisturizing, naturally antiseptic aftershave. The best part is, it smells like adventure. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and in Chico, Arcata, and Weed. Find out more at PirateSecret.com.
Reading Dance Center will present the full ballet production of The 12 Dancing Princesses, as well as a featured medley of upbeat dance pieces titled All the World's a Stage on Saturday, June 10th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Follow the story of 12 beautiful princesses as they dance throughout a secret kingdom. Watch as a handsome apprentice becomes invisible and works to solve the castle mystery. Tickets can be purchased at ReadingCivic.com. This is a wonderful opportunity to watch Reading talent and support your local artistic community. Bring your family and friends for a delightful encounter with music and dance.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234. It's Memorial Day, and you're listening to the best of Free Fire. It's Memorial Day, and you're listening to the best of Free Fire Radio from May 25th of this year.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 1460 in the heart of Reading at 1326 Market Street. No, I'm not asking you to come by for a drive-by shooting. Just come by and just say hello. 59 degrees, going up to 83 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion Boutique. Hey, 1322 Pine Street. Men, if you're looking for the present for your wife and you're kind of, oh, man, I don't know what to do. You go on to Dandelion Boutique. Talk to Linda. Any of the girls that say, "Hey, I'm looking for this." It's for this reason.
Yeah, guys, just walk in there and look around with that deer in the headlights.
And somebody will come over and help you. Yeah, Brighton Bags. I mean, they've got it all down there. Dandelion Boutique. It's really a cool place. You go in there and you know, Bob goes around and just he likes just to walk around in there. Not as much fun as anyway. 20 minutes after the hour, Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street, open Monday through Saturday. Okay, Trish, single-payer health system was introduced. Now, I'm not saying it's passed yet, but it was introduced by the Democrats, and in this thing, it's no deductibles, no co-pays. You can't be asked about if you're a citizen or not. You can go to, you don't need to see your provider, you know, the doctor, like your GP, before you go in and you see a specialist. So you can just say, oh, you know, my knee hurts. I think I need to go see the ortho guy instead of going and see your doctor who says, mm-hmm. well, it's, you know, it's not going to do any to go see the ortho guy. You got to lose 400 pounds, that kind of thing. And, but it's got just a list. I mean, it's like if you put down a wish list from Sweden or Switzerland, you know, and it's all there. Now, they say, well, how are you going to pay for it? Because it's going to be $400 billion. Now, how big is the California budget? It's $123 billion a year.
Right.
And this is going to cost $400 billion. So where are you going to get that money from?
And where are they going to get the money?
Well, they're going to tax people. They're going to lay a 15% tax on everybody and businesses more. 15% higher income tax on you. Think about it. Of course, the people that aren't paying income taxes are going, well, yeah, I don't mind.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good with that.
I think,
we're attracting the rich people.
The rich people, they can afford to do that. That 1%, they can afford. They have too much money. Actually, you know, I think what we really need to think about is a whole bunch of facilities. Mental facilities, because they just all need to be locked up. A great big net, and they can't be thinking. I mean, they're just simply here's the problem. Yesterday, I started to read an article, and it started. It was something about insurance,
uh-huh.
And the first sentence in the article said, "Over 90% of the insured." The people that are insured are in state of California, get their insurance from their employers.
Right.
Carl, there's only less than 50% of the population in the state of California that's employed. How can 90% of them be getting their insurance from their employer?
Maybe it meant 90% of the people
that
were in the workforce.
That's not what they said.
Well, of course that's not what they said.
So right away... That you read that and you think, wow, unemployment 2%, everybody's working, right?
Wrong.
Yeah,
that's 2% of the people that want to work. You've got millions out there, obviously, that don't want to work.
They've quit work. They've quit looking for work. And less about just right around 50% of the population is actually employed.
I think it's more than that.
Yeah.
No, it isn't. Look at the statistics in the state of California. You take out, I mean, the kids and everybody else. It's right between 50 and 60% that are actually employed.
I have equated the Democrats' approach to budget control to putting more holes in the bottom of the boat so the water will run out. That's their logic.
Maybe.
Here's the best part about us arguing about anything that comes from Sacramento. We can all say it is the Democrats' fault. It's the Democrats' fault. You can't say it's all those damn Republicans that are holding things up. No, you can't. Because,
like we can say with the federal government?
Because you've got a two-thirds majority in there, buddy. And so they can pass anything they want. You know, if they wanted to pass that law, they could pass it. Because they can, you know, and they could. They can pass it easily. And then even if Brown vetoed it, which he would be crazy not to, but even if he vetoed it, they can override it, right, when they get, what, three-fourths or three?
The supermajority, yes.
Yeah, well, you know, see, here's the thing is, I kind of hope they do pass it, and I'll tell you why. It'll destroy the state. It'll make the state bankrupt.
Yeah, but in the process of doing that, what happens to our health insurance? Well, and those of us who really want to continue to live a life.
If you've already got health insurance, then you should be okay.
Wait a minute. That's what they said before, and look how many people lost their health insurance.
So that happens. And so then what happens? Then there's a huge voters revolt. there's recall elections everywhere in this state. That's what will happen.
Yeah.
And it'll be, and I tell you what, it'll be, it'll, it would cause the demise of the Democratic Party for the next 20 years.
Did the Democrats not figure out why Gray Davis lost his job?
Well, obviously it didn't, it didn't hit because Jerry Brown did the same thing. They passed a gas tax and they raised the rates on your registration.
Exactly.
Big time. And so, I mean, how can they obviously didn't learn, and obviously they've gotten the people trained at this point.
And do you see what we're paying for gas in the state of California as compared to everybody else?
It's $1.63. That's the price unleaded gas.
$1.63.
Now, that's before taxes, I'm pretty sure. When you get here, you know how much it costs. But there's other states, it's like, I think it's like $2.
Yeah, $2.
I mean, yeah.
I just paid, and I'm going to have to use the super stuff. I paid $3.13. What the heck?
You're putting super stuff in an SUV?
It's a Lexus.
Yeah.
It requires the, and I can tell by the gas mileage. If I put the Jeep, the cheap gas in, I get less gas mileage.
Okay.
So what's, you're not gaining anything.
Okay.
It says right on it I'm supposed to use the premium gas.
Well, of course it does. I put premium gas in my motorcycle.
Well, and if I put in the cheap gas, I get less gas mileage.
Oh.
So it doesn't gain me anything to use cheaper gas. What gains me is if I take my foot off the pedal.
Yeah, that's what I kind of tell Linda. I said, Linda, if you put it in cruise control at 76 miles per hour down the freeway, guess what? You're going to save yourself buku gas.
Yeah.
And she, you know, her answer to me is, it's so boring. It's so boring. It's like I don't even feel like I'm driving. And so then when she feels like she's driving and she's doing like 85, and I lean over there and go, you know, you're really going to get us arrested.
Really,
you're going to get us arrested this time.
I do really, really well on the freeway. I do cruise control, and I actually only do like 72 miles an hour. And I do really well with that, and I'm good with that. Because I can't stand a ticket. I mean, I'm one person, and when you're only the one person in a family,
mm-hmm.
And you own three vehicles, if you get a ticket, insurance goes up on all three of them. You can't say, oh, wait, the other person drives all those cars. So I been there, done that, did the school, and said, no, I'm not going to do that anymore.
Oh,
I
yeah.
can't. Linda, I can't take the chance that my insurance goes
Linda
up.
Linda did the – you know what she had to do it for? There's red light cameras that we're in for another 4 years. Hey, you know what? Let's just go back. We haven't had a chance. This thing that the Record Searchlight and Kurt Starman did on Poletti – whether you agree about what Poletti's doing, what a tacky, stupid articles those were. I mean, they throw it out like he's looking for a job. They don't wait for him to give a comment. And then Kurt Starman says, well, yes, he's done that. Well, that was absolutely – I don't know why Starman threw him underneath the train, because that's not what was happening.
Makes one but wonder about what kind of conversations went on between the two of them.
But you know what? The Record Searchlight has come up with a couple of things, and we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to come up with – I have the other one that they've just done, and I just can't believe they did it. I just can't believe they did it because it's just – it's because people read this
Nobody
thing online.
It.
Yeah. Well, some people, they read this online.
You
other,
can't get past the first other, sentence without getting
places,
angry. Yeah, that's true.
But they read it in other places.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about something they just did that I just can't believe they did again. I just saw Carol Ferguson yesterday, and I Silas avoids me now. I don't know why, but Carol's, you know, we're friends, and but we just, you know, said hello. But because I didn't really get a chance to talk about the Poletti story, but then this morning it just got me going. So we're gonna take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. And Trish can tell you all about it.
Four Winds Jewelry. They've got beautiful estate jewelry, lovely turquoise,
all kinds of stuff.
Just beautiful, beautiful jewelry. And battery. You got watches. You need batteries. You go in there.
You go in there, pop in.
Absolutely.
Then, you know,
take them in, put them out for you, and you can always find some little trinket that you can't live without.
Always.
I mean, I always say a girl cannot have too many diamonds or too many guns.
I absolutely agree. They're located, like I said, at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Fort Wins Jewelry. We'll be right back. 7:30 here on the 25th of May. 59 degrees going up to 83 today.
It was a beautiful day. Sun beat down. I heard the radio walk. I was driving. Trees went by. Me and Del were singing. A little runaway. I was flying.
Yeah. Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Memorial Day. How do we celebrate it? By remembering our fallen military men and women. My father's headstone reads Veteran, World War II. Because the cemetery is far away, it had been several years since I visited. It is a peaceful place with a lot of trees. Suddenly, I was interrupted by laughter. I turned around to see a young woman laying out a blanket and putting out a picnic lunch. Her two little girls were chasing each other and giggling loudly. I immediately felt anger. This was not a place for play. Then the young woman sat on the blanket in front of the grave, and I heard her say, "Hello, honey. We thought we would spend the day with you. I just wanted you to know the girls and I are doing fine, and we miss you very much." My heart immediately broke. I turned around to give them their moment of privacy while fighting back tears. We must remember our veterans, and their families too. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The Cascade Theater is launching a brand new season of shows June 1st, featuring Olivia Newton-John, Pink Martini, and performances from award-winning country, rock, and comedy stars. Members can start buying tickets June 1st. Everyone else, June 13th. Become a member of the Cascade Theater today for early access to the best seats, ticket exchange privileges, opportunities to meet the stars in person, and more. Get the rewards of a Cascade Theater membership. 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
It's Memorial Day, and you're listening to the best of Free Fire Radio from May 25th of this year.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. With Carl Bott and Trish Clark. 28 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 25th of May, a Thursday, of course. 59 degrees going up to 83 today. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful day. Weather Report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, better-known business located in Anderson where they give discounts to seniors and veterans. 365-3793, super, super people down there, Chuck and Judy Kinney. This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. You're looking for the only indoor saltwater pool. When it's hot out there, you want to get in and work out, you want to get into that pool. That's there. That's at Wellgate. They've got all the equipment. They've got spinning classes, yoga classes. They've got classes that you've never even heard of classes. Plus, their equipment is just always sparkling clean. The locker rooms are, you know what? You don't want to go into a locker room. And
locker rooms can be really
yucky. They can be yucky, but these are absolutely clean. They smell good, too. All of this, plus Boheme Spa. Can you? I mean, you can get a membership that allows you to have two visits at the Boheme Spa as part of your membership. Think about that. That's your whole membership cost right there.
Mm-hmm.
So, plus you get to work out, and they're great people. Rich Novelli. Can't ask for a nicer guy. 768-1205 is the number, or just stop by on the corner of Eureka and Court Street, 1740 Eureka Way. You'll see a lot of cars out front. Okay. Stillwater. No, wait a minute. Before we get to Stillwater, I want to go back to Record Searchlight.
All right.
Front page. Memorial Day weekend mess at Lake Shasta. Because of the heavy rains, you know, and the runoff, there's wood out there.
Yes.
And they talked about it, and they're showing a photo from a bad area. Now, they also pointed out on one line that, well, not all, you know, most of the areas you can get into without a problem. But there is, you know, from the runoff, there is, you know, they do have, you know, a thing.
A fair amount of debris in the lake.
A fair amount. But the headline of this article is
Shasta Lake's a mess.
Memorial Day weekend mess at Lake Shasta. Who in the hell writes these headlines? They are not written here, I've been told. But that one, when you see it, you've got to take it off, take it back. I mean, you could put anything there and talk about, hey, you know, they talked about how the lake's full, all these people are going to be coming, and, you know, but we do have some debris out here, and this is how we're taking care of it. But Memorial Day weekend mess?
If it bleeds, it leads.
But no, even that. You don't, I mean, it's false. Yes, there's more debris out there. But that's what they're saying. That headline is not true. Record Searchlight ought to have, whoever writes these headlines ought to bend over and have that headline inserted. Because that, you know what? What if people are reading this from other places, right? And they're thinking, hey, you know what, let's go up to Lake Shasta. You know, they may still be able to find a boat out there or whatever, but let's go up to Lake Shasta. And they see that and they go, ugh. And they got these photos, ugh.
Yeah.
If they don't read the article, they can't see is that, oh, this is just in certain parts.
But, you know, you pick and choose which article you want to pick apart in any of the newspapers, any printed media or anything you're listening to. And the fact of the matter is we're not getting any factual news from any source at this point. We're just not. It's all false.
You know what?
And it's all made up in opinion.
And here's SunGold. Years ago, people who wanted to were encouraged to pick up all the wood they wanted from around the lake. And they talk about that there. You don't even need a permit. If you're going out below the high water mark, you can take all of that wood. And, you know, that's one way. They're gathering it up. The mariners are gathering it up in other areas, and they can burn it. I mean, they're doing, you know, they're cleaning this stuff up. And you know, is there wood out there and debris? Yes, because you had such great rains. But my problem,
great
the whole
pieces
thing,
of driftwood and stuff that are great yard decoration. And
my problem with this is that the way that this headline reads,
a lot of people would say, I don't know.
And then the photo, and he's like, oh my gosh, the whole lake's covered with wood. That's what it looks like. The whole lake's covered with wood. No.
Speaking of photos, did you see the latest slide on Highway 1?
Okay.
Holy cow.
All right, are we finished? You didn't take a shot at Record Searchlight. I'm kind of
I did. I'm just saying, Record Searchlight. I get the written newspaper.
Yeah.
And I do that because I love to work. I like to have a newspaper in my hand with my cup of coffee in the morning, and then I like to do the puzzle.
And a little dip of snuff.
And it's inconvenient to haul the computer into the bathroom, you know.
Well, no, I like to do. The puzzle. And so that's what I. But it takes me like 3 seconds to read the paper because I get angry at the first headline or first line of the first article I start to read because it's not accurate. And so I just go, oh, here we go again. And then I flip through and maybe look at the sports.
Bob takes it to
the
bathroom.
Look at the obituaries. Yeah. And then, yeah.
Bob takes it to the bathroom because, you know, he uses it.
Yeah. Well.
Okay. Now, let's talk about Highway 1. It was a quarter mile of the highway disappeared.
Oh, my gosh. That's incredible. And they've got a video of it.
Before you get too deep into that debris field, Ranger Rick wants to talk about the other debris field.
Okay. Ranger Rick, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, sorry to tell you, but I think I didn't catch the full story. I'm just coming from Lake Shasta. I have to be there and have been there for a while, and there is a lot of wood. And you know what? I was mentioning to somebody who has boating stuff, Coast Guard Auxiliary people the other day, but I use the term it's virtually habitable because there's just that much big driftwood out there, and it's hard.
Well, Phil's propellers will be doing a big business.
I had somebody in tow last weekend because they had a ding in their hull. We got them beached. But, you know, the truth be told.
Are you saying that it's a big mess out there?
I am.
At this moment, it is. It'll flush out, but
So you're saying it's still floating in the water?
Yes.
Are you saying it's unnavigable?
That is the term I used earlier this week with somebody. Yes, and in fact, Monday morning I called and I talked to him and I discussed the fact that maybe something ought to be put out there about what's going on. I mean, we had a good discussion because this individual. Talk about how he used to be able to collect wood at Whiskey Town at one time and ship it and use it in the biomass, but something else is going on. They can't do that anymore.
Well, there's permits being issued to let people collect wood.
They're letting people do it. They're letting people collect
it. But, you don't want to clip one of those logs in your bass boat at doing it.
Okay, am I going to have to go back and say perhaps the record searchlight was right, Rick?
I think you're going to have to.
Are you telling me I have to retract what I said?
If I may, the message should be, enjoy the lake, just keep your eyes open.
Yeah.
Be aware there's a lot of debris in the water because of the high water. But I think that's expected.
They could have said it a different way.
Well, and we've always had a lot. When we've had high water, I can remember even up at Whiskey Town at the beginning of the year, after you've had a lot of fluctuation in the water.
Finding those deadheads is fun, yeah.
You kind of got to watch it. And, Phil's propeller will be doing a land office business with props.
Okay. Ranger Rick, thanks for coming in and setting the record straight. I know you work for the Record Searchlight now. I know you're taking money from them, you contractor, you're probably taking mercenary.
I end up having to work for those guys in the very near future, yes.
Yeah, you mercenary. Okay.
Yeah, I am, yes.
All right. Thanks for the good information.
No, though. No, but that is all good. Right. Okay, I'll go back and I'm not going to retract. I'm going to go back and we'll say it again. Okay, thanks, Rick. Okay, what we're going
to
say is,
there is
a lot of debris out there, but I still think the headline sucks because it makes it sound like you can't drive in the lake. Now, Rick is saying, well, it's pretty tough out there. It's everywhere, and there's logs floating in the water. So
you need to just take your time and pay attention.
Yeah, pick your way. You don't want to be, when you go to tow somebody on a ski line, kind of survey the area before you put the kids on the floaty and run over, a 4-inch diameter, 15-foot long piece of wood that can kind of bring your whole vacation to a halt. So just be a little aware is the message.
Well, and I think it's been my experience, and I don't know that maybe this has changed, but as long as you stay in, that's a pretty big lake. There are places you can get in far enough in the center that you don't have those issues. Where you're going to have those issues are going to be over.
It's all moving towards the dam. Around Holiday Harbor looks pretty good. The area around, I'm trying to think of the other big launch ramp on the...
Is that Chimele or something like that?
Well, Sedimonti's a mess.
It is. That's
where everything goes.
Yeah. Packers Bay is
in excellent shape, and that's a very good ramp.
Okay, you were just out there.
Oh, yeah. That's the ramp. That's my ramp.
Would you say it was unnavigable?
I would say you need to keep your eyes open. Okay. The area near Antlers Resort, which is a beautiful resort... there was a lot of stuff in the water, and we picked up stuff in our jet boat that brought us to a screaming halt. had to clear the pump to get us going again. But be careful.
Sungold says that it moves around. They had to one night they parked overnight. The next morning they were behind a big log jam and get help get out of there. Okay, going back to the Route 1. Or US 1.
US 1.
It was a huge rock slide and mudslide. It just, and they've already had it closed down once.
Well, and in fact, they've been closed down off and on for different repair things and what have you. This is a huge.
You can't imagine how big that thing was.
Wow. It over a quarter of a mile.
A quarter of a mile.
That's and it's just there was a video online. That I watched, I was mesmerized. I couldn't believe how difficult that's going to be to.
Well, let's build major highways over sandstone and rotten granite.
Well, so what are they? They almost have to just start to dump that all into the ocean.
Well, they say in some places it's gone over the highway into the ocean, and it's changing the ocean floor there.
So well, you're going to have to
redraw the coastal map.
Yeah, it's
I don't know how
that.
You're going to get that out of there. You're going to have to dump it into the ocean and build a new shoreline. Yeah, that highway's going to be way inland in a couple of places by the time they get rid of all that.
Yeah, it will be.
Well, it's like $2.99. It's like $2.99 falling apart constantly. Big slide there that is still honking things up.
I think still goes to one lane. You know, they said that was supposed to be. They said, when was that supposed? That was last year, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but it keeps getting about half done, and then it slides
falls down
more.
Again. Yeah.
And I, you know,
well, how would you like to have the? You know, how would you like to have the contract for that? Would that be a great contract? Yeah. That as you're working, you know, and it starts raining,
your
you're looking up
plan.
And you're going.
It's not
it
a contract, it's a retirement.
Yeah, it is. You know, you know, for you, all your people, maybe your kids. Yeah, you know, we'll just keep giving it to them.
Instead of spending all this money on the stupid rail line, they need to do that highway properly, like they did the Appalachian Highway. Punch those pillars down to the bedrock, and then the thing won't keep falling off the hill.
A lot of the
that would be logical.
You know,
you're trying to put common sense into this, Bob. What are you thinking?
Sungold's pointing out that a lot of those resorts are along that area down there.
Bankrupt.
They've had to close down. They're finished. Some of them, if they've got money, are flying people in.
Yeah,
and that's the only way they can.
A couple
do
of them
it.
That are using helicopters to bring people in and out. But then the people that are trying to make reservations when they realize they can't go north from there or can't go south from there. Then they go, whoa, yeah.
No, why am I coming up here?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, that's a beautiful drive. It's a great drive, but make you a little nervous, all those slides that they've had. I'm not sure I'd even want to go over there on that road. Maybe you're just driving along.
Hey, guess what they just had? And we're going to talk about this when we get back. But you remember that protest they had down in, I don't know, Berkeley? And this guy came up and he hit that girl in the head with a bike lock and a sock. I don't know if you remember
that. I don't remember that.
Well, this guy comes up and hits this girl. No, hits a guy in the head with a bike lock and a sock.
That would be assault.
Right. And so, and so they had photos of him. It turns out he's a professor around there someplace. Anyway, they caught him. He also had a firearm when they caught him.
Mm.
So this guy, they got him. Finally. So I can't wait to see this come out. You know, I don't know where Anonymous, who wrote this, 9882, tell me where you saw this. Give me a reference on where you saw this in the chat room. He's putting it in the chat room. Hey, we got to take a quick break. Gary, Cad, hang on for a minute, buddy, and we'll be right back after these messages.
As consumers, we've learned how that if something's too good to be true, it usually is.
Wow, according to this email, I've just been given $10 million from a nice lady in South Africa.
With our new weight loss powder, you can take 40 pounds off in 15 days without any exercise or eating less.
Yeah, too good to be true. Premier Oil Change's Premier Rewards Program. You earn points that you redeem for oil changes and services for every dollar you spend. Add to that free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi while you wait in your vehicle during your service, and a free beverage. You found something that's too good and true. Last year, Premier Oil Change guests earned thousands of dollars worth of free services, and the good news is there's no sign-up necessary. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you can get a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. Life happens, and then it's over. We often spend our whole life attempting to find purpose and pleasure in this life, and yet neglect the life that follows. There are those who believe nothing comes next, and they live their life accordingly. I have no doubt there is life after this one, and it's too amazing for words. You're invited to join us as we learn how to enjoy this life to the fullest, while at the same time preparing for the next. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies. And if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark, my Trish girl.
Thursday morning.
Thursday morning. It's 11 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, 59 degrees going up to 83. Northern Firearms Instruction is our sponsor for this segment. You're not going to find a more complete or better way of learning how to have a concealed carry class or how to carry legally and being able to be proficient than you do at Northern Firearms Instruction. Give them a call at 530-999-1822 or check out their website at usgunpro.com. I teach there and I see the classes and I'm teaching the legal side of it. It's a 4-hour class, to go through all these things, where you can carry, where you can't carry, deadly force, all this stuff. I mean, you don't get that in a lot of other courses.
No, you don't.
Anyway. Okay, hey, let's go to the phones. Gary Cadd.
What's morning, up? Gary.
Good morning.
So,
good morning, Howard.
Are you going to tell us?
All three of you.
Are you going to tell us what a good idea Stillwater is?
Well, I mean, I go back. I don't know if you folks were at the Cascade in the last debate that we had in the last election. When I made the comment that if we'd have taken that money out of Stillwater and paid down the pension debt, that we probably would owe half of the pension debt that we owe, because that's escalated over the years. And everybody laughed at me, but it's a true statement. That probably should have happened back then. But with the way the paper reported the grand jury's reporting, there was two reports there. One was on pensions and one was on Stillwater. The real thing that needs to be reported is the pensions.
Oh.
The pensions are what's driving no police officers, no fire department, our streets and roads and the conditions they're in, and it's going to continue escalating. It's totally out of hand, and the budget's going to really reflect that when they finally get to voting on the next budget for the next year, which will go into effect on July 1st.
Wow. So there's another part of the grand jury that's out. I wonder how come that one hasn't hit the paper.
Well, it made me wonder because there's two reports there when you look at them. There's one on pensions and there's one on Stillwater.
When did the pension ones come out?
Pardon?
When did the pensions one come out? They may have already done a story on that.
They haven't done the story yet. No, they're both together. If you go to the grand jury site, there's two reports there, and actually, I think there's a third one there too, and I forget what the third one was. But
Gary, you do realize that nobody else besides you goes to the grand jury site and looks that stuff up.
Well, the thing, it's just part of what's going on in the city. Trish, the problem is this: the people in the city of Reading, they want police protection, they want this, they want that. There's problems at City Hall. Where's the money going to? Then why don't they start looking into it more?
And that's exactly right. They don't look into it.
They
just want what they want, and they continue to vote in people who don't give it to them.
Right. It's Patrick and I have known this thing. We've known the pensions. We've been talking about it for years, and the folks voted us both out of office.
There you go.
Don't get me wrong. I'm sort of glad that I'm not there anymore. I can finally relax and not be so stressed anymore. Although I'm sure getting a lot of calls on a lot of different issues about people asking me, what can I do about this and what can I do about that?
Yeah.
But the pensions are the big deal on it.
Well, they have been. The unfunded liabilities. I mean, the state's up to $1 trillion, and it looks like somebody just says we're going to have an additional $2.4 million increase each year for the next five.
Yep, that's right. That's exactly right. That is exactly right. And that's CalPERS.
Yeah, that's just CalPERS.
Yeah, and the grand jury report only spoke to the problem of CalPERS. PARS is costing us $6 million a year. That started in 2014-15, and that will continue for 11 and a half years from 2014-15, so we're about 3 years into it. And that's $6 million a year.
Wow.
So we're looking at $22-23 million when we get all the way up to the peak of this, going out to the end of that 11 and a half from 14. So I think we got about another eight and a half years to go on the PARS. Then that will drop off. But so let's put it this way. Say we run at about 24 million and six drops off. So we're going to be running, continuing at 19 million for about 20 additional years. I mean,
and our tax revenue is running flat right now too, or you know, well, maybe not flat, not flat, but it's going up, but not fast enough.
Yeah, well, our sales tax is down. The sales tax for the last quarter, which is Christmas, which is usually the big quarter, it was down. That's what the finance director gave us a report, gave the council report the last meeting or the meeting before. I forget just which one. And I was listening to that. So this thing's going to blow. And I have some time, if I could come in and talk to you, I have an idea that I want to bring to the community. This is what I thought they should have done with Measure D to start with. They should have sold it to the community and been straightforward with the community with what was going on, and then tried to have a sales tax increase. And I have an idea that may get shot full of holes. But I have an idea that I think that we ought to talk about in a way of a jail and being able to staff the jail. So sometime if you guys have the time, I'd like to come in and run it by the three of you. Get Bob in there too, and see what it sounds like.
Okay,
sounds like a plan.
We can do that very soon. Okay, Gary, thanks a lot.
You betcha. Hey, have a nice day.
You too.
Hey.
Okay. Well, we got 5 minutes left. And we'll get Gary on.
Yeah.
No, he's been around.
He may have
an idea. Who knows?
You know, Gary has some good ideas, and I didn't disagree and actually supported him and Patrick both because they were straight talkers. People don't really want to hear the facts. They want to hear somebody tell them they're going to solve the problem, and I feel your pain.
And unfortunately, not gore their particular rocks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. But they want what they want. They want police protection. They want safe streets. They just don't want to put the effort in to get back into being a part of their government to make it happen.
To find out how it can happen.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Stillwater. Stillwater came out, was a, you know, as Gary talked about, was off also in the grand jury. And they talked about how Stillwater, they said, you know what, you guys, we can't just keep kicking this can down the road. And that's essentially what it said. We haven't gotten anything out of it, but yet we continue to pour money into it. And so what's the plan on this? You know, I mean, you've been trying to, you know, budget, you've been trying to sell it for 7 years. So are we going to, one, continue to keep putting money in it? Two, you know, do we have anybody managing Stillwater? You know, what's going on there? And it was good finding.
So who's not selling this thing?
Well, you know what? They've had two different companies trying to sell it.
But Stillwater goes back way farther than 7 years. They've been pouring money into Stillwater for well over, oh my goodness, 15 years. Because we were involved in Stillwater got started when I was on the Board of Supervisors.
Yeah,
and in fact, it started, interestingly enough, as a joint cooperative effort between the City of Anderson, Shasta County, and the City of Redding. And it was going to be a joint endeavor. The first few meetings, we all got together and played nice until Redding figured out that there was a way that they could cut the county and the City of Anderson completely out of this gold mine that they had.
Yeah, Commerce Parks were the big thing at the time.
Exactly. And then they got in, and the people out there were adamantly opposed to it. They spent so much money on bridges and infrastructure and roads.
$23 million, but really the cost of it's going to come up to like $42 million by the
exactly.
time.
Exactly. And everybody kept explaining to them by the time they were going to complete this, and they say hindsight. Somebody said hindsight.
Well, Kimberly, I said this doesn't seem like a good idea. He said, well, everybody's got hindsight.
Well, we all talked about it at the very beginning.
At the time, it was a good idea.
No, it wasn't. Oh. And that's the point. Everybody.
I know Ken listens to the show, obviously. So, Ken, Trish just said you're full of it.
Well, we are. We disagreed about it all the way through.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's not going to surprise him.
But that's in the past. You know, here I am. You know, I'm kind of like one of those guys. That's the past.
You're right.
What are we going to do in the future here? You know what? Whatever the decisions were, it's gone. Whatever they decided to pay Mike Warren, it's gone. Okay? It's finished, except
that
we're
is.
Still paying that amount of money
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
But Stillwater, what are we going to do with Stillwater? There isn't enough goats in California to graze on it to make any money.
What they need to do with Stillwater, in my mind, is get a real estate agency to take a really good look at it, figure out how to parcel it off and sell it.
I kind of like Billy Bob's idea.
What do you want to do?
Bumsville.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
You know what? And I said, why don't we put a temporary holding facility out there for all the criminals? And they go, oh, no, we couldn't put it out there. We couldn't sell it then. Well, you're not selling it now. At least.
Oh, and come on. Those people that live out there, I mean, are you kidding me? That's not. I think they ought to bundle it up in a nice real estate package and sell those parcels.
And on that one, we are going to take a break because we have Tommy Key, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, joining us right after this break in the news. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
And news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by our friends at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Cemetery. Where solemn waves of white crosses flow over the hills, President Trump is expected to lay a wreath this morning at the Tomb of the Unknowns. He'll also speak about the nation's debt to its war dead, as did Vice President Mike Pence this past hour during an event he hosted along with his wife Karen at the Vice President's residence in Washington.
It is Memorial Day 2017. Their duty was to serve. Our duty is to remember.
Comments he made to members of the veteran cyclist group Project Hero.
There is a day in November when we remember those who served and came home. But I know all of you know better than I ever will that this is a day we remember those who served and did not come home.
Deborah Crosby touched her father's flag-draped casket as her three brothers hugged her in a tearful embrace on the tarmac at the San Diego airport on Friday, ending more than a half-century search to find and bring home her father's remains. Remains of Lieutenant Commander Frederick P. Crosby, who was shot down as a Navy pilot in the Vietnam War. Crosby says it was quite an emotional homecoming.
I'm just overwhelmed with seeing the plane drive up and all of the uniforms and all of the respect and the honors that he's receiving. It's overwhelming.
It's Deborah Crosby, now 58. She was only 6 years old when she was sent home early from the first grade one day to learn that her father was presumed dead, though his body had never been found. It was a year ago that military investigators found his remains in a fish pond in North Vietnam. And last week, Crosby says by welcoming her father's remains home, she fulfilled her promise to her late grandmother to do that very thing. The financial markets are closed today for Memorial Day. When trading resumes tomorrow, it will open with the Dow at 21,080. More on these stories from townhall.com.
A few years ago, my wife and I went shopping for amazing quality luxury bedding we could actually afford. And what did we find? Nothing. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen. Missy and I started Bull & Branch because we want you to be able to afford the best bedding in the world. By cutting out the middlemen and only selling online at bullandbranch.com, our award-winning sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Every set is crafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer and softer over time. That's why we have thousands of five-star reviews, and even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. There's no risk. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code CALM. That's $50 off plus free shipping right now at bullandbranch.com. Promo code CALM. Bullandbranch.com spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code CALM.
Two Trump administration officials are defending the White House advisor, Jared Kushner, who allegedly sought to open back-channel communications with Russia after the 2016 presidential election.
Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly said he didn't know if the news reports were true, but described back-channel communications as a good thing. He was echoing the sentiment of National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster, who suggested that such communications were commonplace and not concerning. Meanwhile, some congressional Democrats demanded to hear directly from Kushner, saying his security clearance may need to be revoked.
As White House correspondent Greg Clugston, German Chancellor Angela Merkel's spokesman says Berlin is still committed to strengthening transatlantic relations after Merkel suggested Europe can no longer entirely rely on the U.S. Merkel's comments on Sunday came after a Group of Seven summit at which the Europeans could not reach agreement with President Trump on a number of issues. More from townhall.com. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly is considering banning laptops from the passenger cabins of all international flights to and from the United States.
We are going to, and in the process of defining this, but we're going to raise the bar for, generally speaking, aviation security much higher than it is now.
Kelly spoke about that possible ban yesterday on Fox News Sunday. If imposed, it would dramatically expand a current ban announced back in March. It affects about 50 flights per day from 10 cities, mostly located in the Middle East. Problems with missing or stolen drugs at facilities run by Veterans Affairs Department workers are continuing despite some agency changes. The Associated Press data shows 36 investigations have been undertaken by the VA Inspector General's Office from October 1st through May of this year. Amid indications of possible theft, the numbers reflect an increase from a similar period the previous year. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
Did you party Friday and Saturday night? Take Sunday, your recovery day, at Wind River Resort and Casinos Hotel. Recover poolside at our hotel every other Sunday, starting Sunday, June 4th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. $2 cover charge, free for all hotel guests. Sunday is your day to relax and recover at Wind River Resort and Casino. Round out the weekend with poolside DJ entertainment, food and drink specials, prize drawings, and giveaways. Recovery Sundays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, log on to windriver.com. Poolside. Recovery Sundays. It's better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
It's Memorial Day, and you're listening to the best of Free Fire Radio from May 25th of this year.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in the heart of Reading, 1326 Market Street. Right here, if you want to come out and bring a cup of coffee down. Well, we have coffee. You want to come in and have a cup of coffee. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm here, of course, with Trish Clark because it's Thursday.
It's Thursday, and it's 70 degrees in the studio as we speak. We're looking for a high today, 83, low of 58, and on Friday, a balmy 84 and a low 58. On Saturday, warming up just a bit to 91 and a low of 58. By Memorial Day, however, it's going to be sneaking right back up to 101, 102 on Tuesday. So enjoy the cooler weather for a few days. Get a little of that extra yard work done and enjoy till you have to be looking for shade. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally and veteran-owned and operated. They get veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And this segment of the show brought to you by another veteran-owned business, B&T Satellite. You've heard of B&T Satellite. They give discounts for veterans because he is a veteran. $100 discount, and he'll talk to you about that. You can get the package if you're paying hundreds of dollars for cable or other dishes, or other types of satellite things, then you can go to him and start a $39.99 package that includes local programming, if that's what you choose. Give him a call at 241-3474-241-DISH. Don't call the 800 number. All right. We're here with Tommy Key, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer.
Good morning.
And we're also here, Tommy, with Dr. Rob Hamilton, who has the U.S. Cryotherapy. Is it Inc. or U.S. Cryotherapy?
Well, as far as I know, it's just U.S. Cryotherapy of Reading right now.
Okay, of Reading.
A franchise of a much larger organization in the U.S.
And you're saying, well, why is he here? Well, we're going to talk about that in a few minutes.
He's here to fix my back.
You know what? I just want to, before we get into this, I want to talk a little bit about, they're talking about against Stillwater. And one of them says, sell it to the county so he can shoot on it again.
And, that's a good plan.
I know who this guy is. He says, I own a part of it and promised to put an AMPM right next door. There's a couple more jobs right there. Now, he says, imagine for a moment what a private prison would mean in the way of jobs. And he goes on like that. I think when this has been brought up before, that private prisons are illegal. They cannot have those in California. Mm-hmm. Somebody has said, you know, I've heard that someplace. And one of the reasons, of course, is this guards union and all the law enforcement, you know, those unions are so strong.
We have a legislature that can make laws that can change those things.
Well, you know what? Yeah, it has to do with unions.
Well, unions theoretically don't run this state. She said with a smile on her face and a smirk.
Wild Bill Hickok. Ha ha. You never saw that movie. Okay. Anyway, Tommy Key is here. Tommy, good morning. It's been a month.
It has been already.
You know what? Once a month we have you on, and because we want to catch up on things that are going on with our veterans and
the
programs
veterans community,
and stuff,
which
and
we
the
have
veterans,
a huge
veterans community,
big time,
big time. And we try to get the word out on everything that's going on with veterans issues and with things that are going on for the veterans. And it's not easy. It's just not easy because of the there's just a lot, so many changes, so many things. There are changes in the VA that, you know, they're trying to, you know, good things, bad things, things that just don't make sense. But you down here in Shasta County are just trying to, you know, you just keep punching and moving forward.
We're doing good. Right now we're cleaning up all the awards that we've got this past year. Our fiscal year is from July 1st through June 30th. And we're able to go back through all the records, going back into like the last 18 months, even before right before I got there. And my guys told me yesterday, Celestine and Troy are really pushing all to process everything, get everything into the system that has actually come out of this. And they were just like, Tommy, I'm going to water your eyes. That was their words on how much money this year we brought over the last 18 months that we brought into this county, more so than what we've done in previous years.
Perfect.
So I can't
wait to
see.
They're going to water your eyes?
They're going to water my eyes, they said.
Hey, where are you from?
North Kakalaki.
There you go. I'm going to water your eyes. Hey, look to me. I'm going to carry you down to the store.
Yeah, exactly.
That doesn't mean piggy either. Yeah. It doesn't mean piggyback you either. Yeah. You know what? You got to miss that stuff someplace.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
I do.
Do we want to go to the phones right now? I guess we will. Okay, let's go to Linda. Good morning.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hi, Trish.
Good morning.
Good morning. And this is a question that's probably not pertinent to the show that's going on right now, but I'm up at the doggy park, and one of my friends here, Karen, who's got a concealed carry, wants to know, Carl, can you clean a handgun with WD-40?
No.
Yell no. Okay.
Tell her that I will. I'll give her a call after the show. But
he'll give you a call after the show.
You can use Hoppy's number 9, and then a nice
Hoppy's number 9,
and then a good oil afterwards after you clean it.
But they all went no.
And then wipe
all right.
It
well,
down.
Listen.
No WD-40.
No WD-40. They screamed it again.
And then when she's using the Hoppy's number 9, put a little bit behind your ears, and then George will be chasing her around the house.
Yeah.
Okay, put a little Hoppy's behind your ears, and George will chase you around the house. Okay. All right,
it's
have a great show, guys.
It's a natural aphrodisiac for men. Okay. Why is everybody looking at me like that?
It's true.
It's true, right?
It's true.
You know, put a little behind your ears. Hey, you never can tell.
Been proven in 20 clinical studies.
I don't know. I'm sitting in a room with 4 guys, and everybody's got a smile on their face. Girls, that may be a good tip. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You know, Dr. Rob Hamilton said, hey, there's been 20 clinical studies on this. And he's a doctor. He wouldn't lie.
That's right.
Okay, let's go on back to let's just go to a break. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. You know what, Home Helpers, if you're looking, and you know what, Sharon Clark and Home Helpers.
Next Thursday we'll be on.
That's right. Yeah, she's going to be with you. But, Tommy, tell us, you know, Sharon Clark has, I mean, she has helped so many veterans.
So many. I mean, I've had them in my office at least twice in the past week alone, working with a veteran and a surviving spouse. I'm telling you, if you need this help, please go out there and work with them. And we, like I said, we help you with the aid in attendance to be able to help pay for this cost if you are entitled to it. So they are phenomenal.
And Sharon Clark at Home Helpers is the one that she'll help. She helps veterans. She makes sure that as soon as she finds a veteran and they seem like they don't understand what the things that the benefits they've earned, boom, she calls Tommy.
And sometimes they escort them right into our office.
Sometimes. Can you imagine that? Now, this is Sharon Clark and her business with Home Helpers. This is one of the reasons that if anything happened to Linda's parents, I would immediately have them here and have Home Helpers take care of them in home health care. You're not going to find a better place. Mm-hmm. Give her a call at 226-8350. Sharon Clark, Home Helpers, and you can listen to her next Thursday here on the show with Clark and Clark. Mm-hmm. And I get the morning off, which means nothing. I guess I'm in here. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to take a break. It's 7:45 right here in the morning. We're here with Tommy Key, who is our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, Dr. Rob Hamilton, who is with U.S. Cryotherapy of Reading, and, of course, Trish Clark.
You need cool air, baby. I'm not fooling.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Ready to rock the Cascade Theater, June 15th to the 24th, with the Tony Award-nominated Broadway musical, Rock of Ages. Relive the 80s with the music of Styx, Journey, Pat Benatar, Twisted Sister, and more. Get your tickets to Rock of Ages and the VIP after party at the Cascade Box Office, 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
We're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, proud to announce that they've been named a SunPower Elite Dealer.
How did they achieve that status? Well, by having 90% or greater customer satisfaction on installation and by completing two advanced certification courses in topics like the design and installation of a high-efficiency SunPower system.
Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite Dealer because of their complete commitment to customer satisfaction. So give Powerhouse Solar a call today and get the best solar panels in the world, SunPower, installed by the best local solar company in the North State, Powerhouse Solar.
With solar energy, you won't have to worry about those energy rate increases or surcharges. And you can get solar now for as little as $75 a month with no money down.
There's no better time than right now, so consider Powerhouse Solar for your solar installation today. Call them at 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite Dealer, has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
So for solar as little as $75 a month, call Powerhouse Solar today or log on to powerhousesolar.com.
It's Memorial Day, and you're listening to the best of Free Fire Radio from May 25th of this year.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. Unlike Mick Jagger, I get all the satisfaction I want. You know, I feel sorry for Mick. Doesn't get any satisfaction. He's been singing it for 50 years now. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur. If you're going to buy a gun or get anything that has to do with guns, go down to Bastiani Arms. This is where I buy my guns. Why? Customer service, good deals, discounts for veterans. Can't say much more than that. And Bastiani Arms is number one with me. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. Just go on in and take a good look at the collection and the things they have there for you. And if you've got a question about guns or anything, like how to clean your gun, just go on down and see them. Their customer service is outstanding. I'll tell you why. They don't talk down to people. Whether you are just a starter or a expert shooter, or think you're an expert shooter, just go on in there, and they're gonna talk to you honestly, but you're not gonna feel like you're a second class citizen because you don't know about guns, because you want to learn. Women, go on in there, because they especially want to help women get started in shooting. It's the largest growing segment of our shooting group right now is women. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Tommy Keefe, a Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and he brought Dr. Rob Hamilton of U.S. Cryotherapy. Of course, Trish and I are here, and Bad Bob. We talk about all the money you're bringing into the county because of benefits, and people are doing that. Let me tell you, it's been 10 years since I went to, since I've gotten out, and I had my initial, physicals from the VA and all that, and as people know, time goes by. I know it's hard to believe that with me, but things start to get worse that you may have had, or your body starts, calcifying and, in the shoulders and knees and stuff. And Tommy said, come on down, and they took a look at it, and you put a package together, and I guess it's off someplace.
It's already
and so we've got a timer on it so that we can talk about it here on the show, saying, okay, it went off on this day, and we're going to see what happens.
Yeah.
Anyway, now, you brought Dr. Rob Hamilton here.
Yes, Rob came into our office a few weeks ago and sat down with us. He wants to work with veterans and what they do. I mean, 90% of the veterans we got coming in the office would benefit from this process. So I'm going to turn it over to him, talk a little bit about the cryotherapy.
Okay, I will be happy to talk about it. So first of all, we are working on gathering veterans for a study to test the efficacy of cryotherapy, which has actually been proven in other arenas for many of the conditions that veterans have. So things like depression, post-traumatic head injury, chronic pain, inflammation, arthritis, things like that, because all of you have sacrificed for our country and put your bodies and sometimes your minds on the line, and we'd like to be able to help. So U.S. Cryotherapy, which is our parent organization of our little franchise here in Reading, has actually started a study where we're trying to get veterans enrolled. We're offering them substantial discounts on the therapy. Unfortunately, we're not quite able to do it for free just yet, although we're hoping down the line to get it underwritten. And we're collecting data from those veterans, and our hope is to be able to take our results and publish them and actually take them to the VA and get the VA to include this as a potential therapy for many of the issues that veterans face.
What is cryotherapy?
So cryotherapy is kind of what it sounds like. It's cold therapy or cold air therapy. We have two different cold air modalities available at our center. Number one is what we call whole body cryotherapy. And it's just what it sounds like. It's getting your entire body cold. So what happens is we have a cryo chamber that runs between negative 140 degrees Fahrenheit and negative 150 Fahrenheit. So it's really cold.
That sounds really cold.
A serious freezer. And people go in there for anywhere from 2.5 to 3.5 minutes. And the goal is to get your skin temperature to drop between 30 and 45 degrees. So I want to emphasize that. It's a drop of skin temperature. It's not core temperature.
Not your core temperature, or you would be curled up in a fetal position on the floor.
Yeah, we'd be rolling you out with a dolly. Yeah. So, no, it's just it's a very brief, rapid skin temperature drop. But from a physiologic standpoint, that actually triggers a whole bunch of events in the body.
Bad Bob's over there.
He's like, Bob. Yeah. That sure does.
She's like, I'm not just walking into the cold thing and not in groceries.
We don't have to, clean the chamber out or anything. No, it actually triggers a whole bunch of events. It triggers an anti-inflammatory response in the brain, and the brain, of course, controls everything in the body. It triggers what's called an endorphinergic response. So if you think of the so-called runner's high, which is endorphins that are spreading throughout your body, it makes you feel amazing. It makes you feel like you just, ran a marathon, except you don't hurt like you ran a marathon. It actually, the anti-inflammatory response makes you less achy, improves pain, it improves sleep, it improves skin, it actually improves collagen production in skin. And importantly, it's tremendous for chronic pain. It was actually pioneered in Japan about 30 years ago for the treatment of rheumatoid arthritis and other autoimmune and inflammatory conditions. And it's been proven in many, many studies, mostly in Europe, not so much in the U.S. yet, but we're hoping to get there, to do a whole bunch of great things for the body. And this is your body doing the work for itself when it has the right stimulus. No pills, no drugs, no surgery, nothing like that.
Now, so you're in at 150 degrees below zero.
Yep.
Is that right? Okay, so do you just walk in there?
You walk in. You have to protect certain parts of your body.
There you go, guys. There you go. You know, I was just wanting everybody.
We ask that all of our participants be clothed. However, expose as much skin as legally and morally possible.
So you could go in there with a pair of shorts on.
Yes.
And in your shoes and gloves, right?
Yeah, we cover fingers, nose, ears, and toes. So you actually wear a surgical mask to cover your nose and your mouth, and that also keeps you breathing relatively warmed air, which keeps you some people from getting bronchospasm. Cover the ears because that's an extremity, and we don't want anybody getting frostbite. And obviously, we cover the hands and the feet because, again, your fingers and toes are particularly susceptible to frostbite, because one of the responses to this sudden cold shock therapy is a rerouting of blood from your periphery, i.e. the parts of your body farthest away from your heart, your fingers, toes, arms, legs, back to your core, to your heart, lungs, and liver. And that actually is part of the other response, is all this blood gets dumped into your core, it gets hyper-oxygenated by very oxygen-rich, dense air, and then gets pushed out back to the...
When you come out again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then...
So how long do you stay in there? I know people have gone in there and they dance and they run around in circles and good for a number of reasons probably,
Yeah, it takes your mind off it. Actually, we have speakers in the chamber, and we mostly ask people, ooh, what music do you want to listen to. You pick your favorite song. You're in there typically for the duration of the song, usually 2.5 to 3.5 minutes. We actually measure skin temperatures before people go in and after, and we use that to titrate subsequent therapy to make sure we're in the right range, the 30 to 45 degree drop. But most people, by the time the song is over or by the time the time is up, they're starting to feel cold. Believe it or not, you don't feel cold immediately when you walk in. I mean, you will feel cold, but it's not unbearable. It's not unpleasant. And when you get out, you feel like you could jump over, you know, a car. It's amazing. It really does have an impact on you.
Okay. Somebody said, what about eyes in our chat room? What about eyes? I mean, do you have to cover up your eyes?
You know, you actually don't. You've got enough tear film on your eyes, and most people blink enough that it's not an issue. Out of the thousands and thousands of treatments that have been done, actually more than 600,000 nationwide, there's probably a small percentage of people that their eyes are a little bothered by it, and we can, you know, they can wear goggles or something like that. But really, the treatments we've done in here, Reading, not an issue.
One of our chat room people wants to know, will it grow cartilage in your knee joints? No, I don't think I can. I think I can answer that.
Reduces inflammation. That's what it does.
It reduces inflammation.
Yeah, I don't know that there's any evidence to support it growing cartilage. Although, talk to me about stem cells someday about that. But cryotherapy definitely reduces inflammation and pain.
Okay.
For how long?
Well, that's a great question. So, you've got to remember, it is a process, not a procedure. So you do it once, you'll feel good for a day or two. You do it 2 to 3 times a week, the effects become cumulative and typically last a week. So, you know, it is an ongoing sort of a thing. Typically, most people find they do it 3 times a week for maybe 3 to 6 weeks and then can back off to twice a week and maintain all the benefits. It's a maintenance type.
It's not a cure. It's not a therapy.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And a therapy that will reduce pain and all this. I went through it one time, and even though Rob invited me down there several times, I just never worked out. But I was in there, and I was taking a tour of the place, and I thought, you know, we were talking about, you know, gosh, you know, veterans, this could be work for veterans for chronic pain, because they're always trying to find something around the opiate type thing, because, you know, it's just getting, you don't want to get people hooked on the pain pills, and it's so easy for that to happen for some people. And so they worked on my shoulder, and people that know me that I've had problems with my shoulders for years for a variety of reasons. Mm-hmm. When I explain some of the things I've done in the service, it's easy to figure out. But you can do spot therapy.
Yes.
In other words, they put it almost like a hair dryer looking thing on that one spot, and they've got this, and they've got a skin temperature and those little guns. You can look at it, and it shows you what temperature is, and you can watch it dropping.
Yep,
and they drop it. You know, they drop the temperature on my shoulder something like 25 degrees or whatever it's supposed to be. And then, you know, felt better.
Right. Yeah. So Carl's describing the our other modality, which is localized cryotherapy.
Yeah.
So it's basically a big machine. It blows air that's minus 25 Fahrenheit. Mm-hmm. And our goal is to drop the local area skin temperature down to somewhere between 32, which is freezing. We don't want to freeze your skin.
Yeah.
And about 40. And that is about 10 times more effective than an ice pack.
Right.
And, you know, you all know that ice is tremendously helpful for injuries and mm-hmm. pain and decreasing inflammation. And even after a surgery, the doctors are always saying use ice. I mean, it's well known in medicine mm-hmm. that it works.
Okay. Now,
so localized works.
Now, we're going to take a break here, and when we're going to come back, Tommy brought, I didn't know you were bringing Dr. Hamilton in, and I'm glad you did, because I've also, Dr. Hamilton's been down to the VA clinic, too, and what we need to do is see how this is falling in with you, Tom.
Absolutely.
And the things you're doing okay. Nope. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought you, and you know what? It's 70 degrees. It's going up to 83. Oh, yeah, man, that is perfect, you know, but then this weekend it's starting to go up, and on next Tuesday when I'm going to be standing out.
127.
When it's 102 degrees next Tuesday when we're having the Memorial Day ceremony out there at the Civic Auditorium, and I'm standing out there in front of everybody, it's going to be 102. So Alliance Heating and Air, who, by the way, we recommend without reservation, they are so good, a veteran-owned business, Martin and his people. If you've got an emergency, they're there. Any type of machine, either for heating or cooling, they can fix. They've got people going through all the schools. You're not going to find a better place. I see people with another company out in front of their house. I almost want to go up and knock on their door and say, you can do better. You can do a lot better. Voted best in the North State. Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back with Tommy Key, Dr. Rob Hamilton, and of course, Trish Clark and Bed Bob.
The music was clear. The prettiest voice I had heard in 2 years. The song she was singing made a man's blood run cold. When it's springtime in Alaska, it's 40 below.
It's Memorial Day, and you're listening to the best of Free Fire Radio from May 25th of this year.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, my name is Justin with Vivid Details. Auto detailing should be a part of your maintenance, not just a luxury. Here at Vivid Details, we make your car feel and look like new. We specialize in paint correction, headlight restoration, scratch removal, carpet and upholstery shampooing, and much, much more. We give your car that new car shine every time. Remember, not all detailers have experience, equipment, or training to make your vehicle look and smell like new, but we do. We are fully licensed and insured, so give us a call today at 530-604-7380 or come visit our new shop located at 30 Hilltop Drive.
Reading weather is heating up again.
and that means air conditioning in your car or truck is not optional. I trust St. John's Automotive on Eureka Way to do the job right with one-stop service for my car. They are family-owned with fair prices, outstanding work, and great customer service. They do it all. Call St. John's Automotive 2040 Eureka Way at 605-4889. That's 605-4889.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on Thursday, 25th of May. Trish Clark and Carl Bott, 26 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here. 70 degrees, going up to 83 today. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Bathens Avenue. Best place in the world to get a haircut, veteran-owned. Discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. Stop on by. It's right up the street from Classic Cafe, by the way, who serves chip beef on toast every day. Okay. The question, I'm here, of course, with Trish Clark and Tommy Key, who is the Shasta County Veteran Services Officer. He's in charge, and Dr. Rob Hamilton from U.S. Cryotherapy of Reading. The last question on this is, how much does it cost? And that depends.
Yeah. Great question. It depends. So, typically, a membership at our facility, which allows three full treatments a month, is right around $80. It's $79.95. When you break it down, it ends up being a month.
Mm-hmm. For three treatments a month? Or
correct.
That's for three treatments a month.
Additional treatments are $20 each for members.
All right.
We are offering it to veterans without being members at $10 per treatment. And our goal, of our study, and we're enrolling 30 people, is to ask those folks to come in, fill out some basic medical information. We're not sharing it with anybody, obviously. But what we'd like to do is track how they feel. We'd like to get some information on them and then come in, do a total of 16 treatments over a 8-week or so period of time. And after every treatment, we just ask them to fill out a survey. It takes maybe 2 minutes, just rating their pain, how they're sleeping, things like that. And then at the end, we'll collect that data, and we're hoping to be able to take that data and move forward and go to the VA or other agencies to try to make a case for including cryotherapy as part of the regimen.
Okay.
For treatment.
All right.
So,
if you want to get in this, how do they do that?
Yeah, and we've got spots for 30 right now, and that's only just because we're limited by our throughput of our chamber, but we'll probably do it again if this is successful. I'd like to get as many people through here as possible because I truly believe this will improve people's life, health, and symptoms without opiates or help them decrease their dependence on opiates.
Do they have to make appointments?
It is not necessary to make appointments. We do everything on a walk-in basis. Better to go earlier in the day. It's less busy, but it's generally 15 minutes to come in and get everything done and leave.
Any insurance coverage at all?
Not covered by insurance currently. But, again, if we can get some good data and get it approved, then potentially VA will cover it, or
VA sends out people to acupuncture, right? I think.
Yeah, they do.
Well, Medicare now pays for a chiropractor, which they didn't used to.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
this is just new. This has only been going on in the U.S. since 2012.
Yeah. And I can tell you, I used it.
Pushing to get it covered.
And I can't tell you that it's. I can just tell you, I used it once, and it worked on me that one time. Mm-hmm. But I can see if you want to get into this more and more. Okay, let's go to the phones, Daniel.
Well, good morning.
Good morning, Daniel.
How are you?
I'm fine.
You have a great voice.
All right.
Yeah,
Daniel. I just calling to remind everybody about the Veterans
Memorial Day
event out at the cemetery.
And that will be on?
This coming Monday at 5:55 is when the event starts, so you probably want to get there early so you can find a place to park.
You want to be there probably no later than 5:30. Because it's going to have – now, it's got a number of people. It's I think we don't have a school band out there or something like that.
Foothill's going to come out and provide the music along with some other things. And there's going to be a particularly interesting part of the event this time that's going to involve some of our friends from Laos.
Oh, okay. Our Hmong friends.
Yep. So I think we would want to make sure that we come out and find out about that.
That's right. Now, that's Monday at 5:55 out at IGO. And on Tuesday, Tuesday at the Civic Auditorium at 11 o'clock. And by the way, we have monks there too. Mm-hmm. Our guest speaker is
Mike Dahl.
Mike Dahl, of course, and a Vietnam veteran. And he's got heads served here. I think he was the mayor of Reading at one time.
Was the city council and mayor of the city of Reading.
Yeah. Yeah, at one time. So we've also got that there. You know, that's happening there. But it's a huge ceremony out at the VA, at the cemetery out there at IGO. It's going to be beautiful. So 5:55, you want to get there by 5:30, so make sure you get a seat and a good place to stand. Mm-hmm. So thanks a lot.
Now, I want to mention, too, don't be afraid to park out a ways, too, because we do have rides in.
They have shuttles going back and forth. Yep. That's right. Okay. Thanks a lot, buddy.
All right. Have a good day.
You bet.
Thanks, Daniel.
Okay. I have a question on the chat room. If my toes fall off, will you put them back on?
We can regrow them.
And we can regrow them.
You know, Carl, you need to point out, and certainly you will probably later in the week, there are a lot of Memorial Day services
there
around.
There are.
Dunsmuir is doing one on Sunday at 11 o'clock. They've invited everybody from Shasta County to come there. They just put up a new flag pole. They're going to do a flag ceremony, a parade. Afterwards, for veterans, there's a free luncheon. They said we can't advertise, but for veterans, first beer is free on them as well. So that's from 11 to about 2 o'clock on Sunday.
The things people will drive to. To get a free beer.
For a free beer.
Amen.
But I also Anderson has an absolutely marvelous event every year on the Avenue of the Flags.
Yep.
You can see it from the freeway. The whole aisle is decorated with flags. Yep. It's a wonderful ceremony.
I was
absolutely beautiful.
I was honored to be the guest speaker there one year. Mm. I don't know. Nobody invites me back the second time. Maybe it's something I said. And then we have Dr. Maria. Just
Dr. Maria
in,
just popped
and
in.
You talk about somebody that loves veterans and takes care of veterans. Yeah, cool.
Big time.
Oh, big time. Okay. Now, we've got Memorial Day events in Dunsmuir at 11. We have it at IGO on Monday, starting at 5:55. We have it Tuesday at the Civic Auditorium, starting at 11 o'clock. And in Anderson on
Monday. At 11.
At 11. So, you know what? You could hit literally every one of them.
I can tell you that it can be done. I did it for 16 years.
It can be done.
Never missed a one. And every one of them. Not Dunsmuir. That wasn't in Shasta County.
It's a new one. It's a new one.
Anyone in Shasta County, I tried and made them all.
Yep.
Hey, okay, buddy. What other things are going on right now with the for our veterans up here that since last month?
One of the first things we got for our office is we actually have an app now out there. So hopefully we get the word out, and we're going to be really putting the word out there. I know the older folks don't use apps as much, but
they do. They take lessons at the Frontier Senior Center to learn how to use their smartphones, and they can get in there and use those apps.
You know what? You might be surprised. There's a lot of I see a lot of people on those phones, and it's not just to find out who they are.
No, and that's what we want you to do. We want you to download. If you go out there to either Google App Store or Apple, download Shasta County VSO. It gets you to our website. It will also get you to our office. Every week we still have people coming in that had gone out to Breslauer looking for us.
For sure.
And that place is now burnt down, so don't waste your time going out there. The other things going on, of course, we will be shut down on Monday due to the holiday. And coming up on the 9th through the 18th, the office will be closed. We're all going to the national convention to get our national accreditation. So more tools in our pocket to be able to help the veterans here. We definitely it will get us accreditations with American Legion, DAV, VFW, to be able to you get to choose who you want as your veteran advocate group. And so by taking the national examination, we can get that access, and that gives us more access to get into the VA system to actually see what they're doing with you, what records they have found on you, and everything like that. So it gives us lets us be big brother a lot more.
Let's jump back one thing you said early on about your getting your final numbers up for the year.
Yes.
I can remember that I used to love when you came in and when the Veterans Service Office would come into the boardroom and give their report for what they bring in to the community every year. And it's astounding.
Yep.
The amount of money that comes in earned veterans benefits. These are not entitlements. These are not welfare. This is things our veterans have learned that comes into our community, millions of dollars, it's turned over and becomes part of our economy. And it's absolutely astounding, the work that you do there.
It's outside money. That's the main thing.
It's bringing money into this community to re-spend.
And it gets spent over up to seven times.
Up to seven times. 3 to 7 times is what they look at.
The
every year we bring in anywhere between 5 to 8 million new dollars in the county. A cumulative amount over the last couple of years for that entire year, but the cumulative numbers has been over $89 million. And I really do believe we're going to be getting pretty darn close to breaking $100 million in the next year or two.
Oh, wow.
Well, let me ask a question.
It's an incredible figure.
Let me ask a question before we go on a break here. And we've got people calling. Tom, if you've been in black jobs that, you know, that you're, you know, for a couple of years and there's injuries in that, how does that work? Or because that stuff is usually pre-classified.
It is pretty classified. That is, they actually do have a section at the VA that can go in and look at radiation, black world, all these different things that never happened. They have access to do it. The VA has different categories of security on which on what people can look at. If you get into Category 6, only the certain offices in the VA
can look at. There are people that have done jobs and, and been injured in them, either little or severely. And I was just wondering how they went back in that, because it's still classified.
It is still classified, and we see most of them get their compensation for that.
What do you have to provide? The time, the dates?
Yes.
And that's just about it, though.
Yeah, you can't give too much information on that. You're just saying, I have this injury. You have a doctor right now that proved that you have this injury, and they can go back in your records and see that you saw a physician at that time on that, whether you're corpsman or wherever.
Or wherever.
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right. Hey, it's a quarter till. David, hang on to after this break. This portion of the show, though, I want to talk about Linda. Linda's going to be at View 202 this Sunday, starting at 11:30 till 2, and for brunch there with Bernie Baker and Bruce Kalin. And you can't, you know what? It's the it's been so consistent there. The food's really, really good. Bottomless mimosas. Get out there and watch the river. It's still going to be cool this weekend, relatively cool. And get there in the veranda and just have a great time. Starts at 11:30 at View 202. Linda and her trio. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages, and David, we'll get to you right after this.
Consumers, we've learned how that if something's too good to be true, it usually is.
Wow, according to this email, I've just been given $10 million from a nice lady in South Africa.
With our new weight loss powder, you can take 40 pounds off in 15 days without any exercise or eating less.
Yeah, too good to be true. Premier Oil Change's Premier Rewards Program. You earn points that you redeem for oil changes and services for every dollar you spend. Add to that free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi while you wait in your vehicle during your service, and a free beverage. You found something that's too good and true. Last year, Premier Oil Change guests earned thousands of dollars worth of free services, and the good news is there's no sign-up necessary. Visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you can get a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Memorial Day. How do we celebrate it? By remembering our fallen military men and women. My father's headstone reads Veteran, World War II. Because the cemetery is far away, it had been several years since I visited. It is a peaceful place with a lot of trees. Suddenly, I was interrupted by laughter. I turned around to see a young woman laying out a blanket and putting out a picnic lunch. Her two little girls were chasing each other and giggling loudly. I immediately felt anger. This was not a place for play. Then the young woman sat on the blanket in front of the grave, and I heard her say, "Hello, honey. We thought we would spend the day with you. I just wanted you to know the girls and I are doing fine, and we miss you very much." My heart immediately broke. I turned around to give them their moment of privacy while fighting back tears. We must remember our veterans, and their families, too. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
It's Memorial Day, and you're listening to the best of Free Fire Radio from May 25th of this year.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bob turns off my mic when I start to sing. Okay, this has got to be my all-time favorite song. This one right here.
I mean,
does anybody doubt that? Okay, I filled up a whole songs that you like that you can play. This was every other song. Mm-hmm. This one here, so yeah. I just hear it. Eventually, we'll get tired of it. I'm sure.
I don't know.
But not while I'm anyway. Hey, 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, everybody. Tomorrow, Dr. Kara Tennant, our veterinarian, is going to be in here, and she'll be in here at 8 o'clock. From 8 to 9, we're going to be talking with Kyle DeFore, who is our game announcer for the Colt 45s. Because what's happening tomorrow? Colt 45 baseball starts tomorrow.
Awesome.
Tomorrow night, it's going to be Colt 45 baseball. You're going to have a great time. It's going to fill it up because it's honoring the veterans. It's the first game is always honoring the veterans. It's going to be great. Anyway, 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, what's it look like for weather here this whole weekend?
It looks like it's going to be 70 or 83 degrees today. Over the weekend, we're going to get up to 101 by Memorial Day. But into just the 90s through the weekend. So looking good. Weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane.
Now,
365-3793.
One of the things it says, and somebody says, we talk about the problems in our community. Most of the problems can be traced back to the regulations our wonderful state shoves at us. I wholeheartedly agree. So we do want to mention is that there has been a lawsuit that's been filed against the state of California for lack of voter representation up here, and we're going to be following that one through the courts. Let's go to the phones. David. Good morning, David.
Yeah, hey, morning. Yeah, I'm the guy from down in San Francisco, so, we got a foggy day down here. Hey, you know, I heard you talking about, just as you laid it out there, about the lack of representation. The same corrupt Congress of 1914 that gave us the Federal Reserve also screwed us by setting it up so that they limited the number of congressmen. And so as the population increases, the workload on a congressman became and is still becoming huge. So it's in fact, it's so massive, there's no way that you can get taxation with representation. So, you know, check back to 1914 when they limited the size of Congress, and that's the only way we can get it back.
Well, you know, I think we could get it back in a number of ways. I'd sure like to have Congress or at least the state meet every other year, mm-hmm. You know, and cut it back like that.
Yeah. When they're not meeting, they're not doing anything to us.
That's right. You know what? Limit them to 2 days a week.
Market forces?
I'm sorry, what?
You know how you use the expression market forces?
Yeah.
A congressman that can actually represent his district or her district, they used to be 60,000 per congressman. Now it's over 800,000. And in fact, in some areas, you know, it's closing in on a million. And the whole idea that if you've got a congressman that can lobby for 60,000 people, he can pull money back from D.C., and the whole problem that we've got is something like 95% of all congressional districts lose money every April 15th. it's only the, a certain number of massive, and they're usually weapons production congressional districts that hog most of the tax money of April 15th.
Okay.
And, hey. And when you look at the idea of actually having a lobbyist, you'd want them up there in Congress making sure that some money is coming back into the county or the region. Or
hey, I'm not afraid of having pork come back here at all. Hey, David, though, we got to run. We got to finish up here with this one. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling.
San Francisco. I have people from all over listening here. We have people calling from, we have people in here from Holland and Netherlands and places like that. Okay, Tommy Key, some of the other things that are going on here with our veterans.
Well, like I said, we're always everything's changing on a constant basis. One of the main reasons I brought the doc in to date when he was talking about cryotherapy is how much this can help with TBI and also which can also help with the PTSD. We fight a lot to get one or the other. TBI usually, with the pressure on the brain and the push, pushing on the skull, can alter the moods of the veteran. And again, we've had some veterans we've lost recently that, due to those things, from what they saw over in the desert, really affected them. I went to a funeral the other day, and it was a celebration of life. The young man was definitely an asset to this area, but some of the things happened to him while he was over there, and. But having this type of therapy.
Did he die?
He passed away early? He passed away early.
Okay.
I think a lot of, some of the things affect him, but you know, it wasn't a suicide or anything like that, which thank God it's not one of the 22 a day, but still, war's hard.
Do we still have 22 a day?
To the best of my knowledge, nationwide, there's still 22 a day.
And I tell you what, if there were 22 congressmen a day dying from suicide, they'd be doing something about it. Or 22, how about this? How about just 22 actors from Hollywood killing themselves every day? How about 22 other groups of people, if they killed themselves every day, you don't think it would be on front page news every day?
Every day.
How about 22 newsmen killing themselves every day? Yeah. Or media reporters every day? You don't think that wouldn't be on the news? And they'd be trying to, you know, remember HIV and AIDS? Mm-hmm. Oh, this is just terrible. Yeah. It's an epidemic. Well, it's 22 people a day killing themselves. Veterans is an epidemic. Mm-hmm. There's only so many. Yep. I guess maybe they're waiting to see like the VOBA used to do is, hey, we don't do anything about it. Eventually, they'll die off. Mm-hmm. I hate that.
I do too.
I can't wait till the Congressman Lamoff is on again next week.
Oh,
I want to ask him about that. Doug, 22 a day, what's going on with this?
Yeah.
You know, just give me some specifics, too. I'm tired of hearing this crap about, oh, yeah, well, we're doing this, we're working this. No, I want to know what bills have been introduced specifically to go after this problem, specifically that you've done and you've supported and that you've pushed.
To the best of my knowledge, there is none.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By anybody.
No, not yet.
Well, I bet if I was a pig farmer in southern first district, and I had pigs dying at 22 a day, I'd get some action.
I'm not sure, Carl, but we'll check that out.
I'm not sure what that sign was that Bob just flipped me. Oh, it's 3 minutes left. Oh. Oh, I thought it was
read between the lines, Carl.
Wait a minute. Did you like that? If I was a pig farmer. Yeah, it's true. If I was a pig farmer in Yuba County and I was losing 22 pigs a day to some kind of strange disease, you don't think that they'd be working in D.C. to try and stop that? But 22 veterans a day, I'm not hearing it diddly about it. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, deep breath.
Deep breath. Right. Deep breath. Okay, deep breath. Right,
into the nose.
So
the mouth.
How do we get a hold of you?
So U.S. Cryotherapy is located at 1619 Hilltop Drive in the Hilltop Town Center, which is by Sportsman's Warehouse and Cicada Cantina down there. And we would love to have some veterans come in and try this out, and I think the benefits of it will be apparent after just a few weeks. And there's no obligation if people come in. In fact, you come in and the first time you do it is free. We'll show
you
around
for free.
The center.
Yeah.
We'll get you in the chamber. We'll say, do you want to be part of the study? If you do, that'd be great. You know, it's $10 a treatment, which is really a pittance for 16 weeks. And I think that there will be some benefits, and hopefully it'll improve people's mood and some of those issues that we're talking about.
Yes, come on in, put on your skivvies and your hat and your gloves and something around your feet, and just run around in the chamber listening to Don't Give Up.
Hey, Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin. Or Can't Get No Satisfaction. Or something like that. Listen to that. Run around in a circle.
And we don't lock the chamber. You can come out anytime.
Oh, yeah. That's important. People go, whoa. But, and it's got an alarm on it because they don't want people walking into it. Like kids, I think, say somebody loses their kid in there. And then they just go in there. Yeah, it is. And it's and if it's certain things aren't done, it shuts down.
Yep. Exactly true.
So, also don't think they're going to put you in there and then, like, they forget and an hour later you come out. You know,
you wouldn't be walking out an hour later. Right. No.
You're, the way you are will be forever. Okay.
Now, the doc said it was big enough for two to go in there, which is scary, but that's a date night for you.
Well, exactly. I'm not going to say who it is, but I know two people that were in there, and they're running around in circles going, this is, it's not conducive for that, maybe, but it does keep you moving.
Just don't lick the walls.
Don't lick the
walls.
No twerking in there. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot. Tommy Key, Trish Clark, thank you.
I love Thursday.
Dr. Rob Hamilton.
Thank you all so much.
And like I said, tomorrow, Dr. Kara Tennant. Hey, everybody, it's going to be a beautiful day. Take care, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Back down. You can stand me up at...
Community Talk Radio for the North State is KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com.
I'm Rich Thomason.
America remembers its fallen heroes. Sound of taps echoing across the green hills of Arlington National Cemetery outside Washington on this Memorial Day. President Trump has laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns, honoring those who made the ultimate sacrifice for their country. Later in his speech, the president spoke of the fallen.
They each had their own names, their own stories, their own beautiful dreams. But they were all angels sent to us by God, and they all shared.